For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. After being shut out in January's wildcard playoffs, the Houston Texans set out last offseason by spending on offense in defense of their AFC South division title. Already featuring one of the NFL's most reliably dangerous receivers in DeAndre Hopkins, the Texans brought in free agent quarterback and ex-Bronco Brock Osweiler and signed former Dolphin running back Lamar Miller. Houston also invested heavily in the draft, starting with first-round pick Will Fuller, who's become only the third rookie in NFL history to begin his career with back-to-back 100-yard receiving performances.
You know, for us, it is a team issue. The pass rush ties into coverage, and once those guys catch the ball, it's about swarming and getting there, because they are really explosive runners after the catch as well.
Still, the Texans' strength remains on the other side of the ball, where three-time Defensive Player of the Year J.J. Watt headlines a unit that didn't allow the Bears and Chiefs into the end zone in any of their last six quarters of their season-opening wins. Following a franchise record 45 sacks in 2015, Houston has a league-high 9 through 2 weeks this year, including 2 by linebacker Whitney Merciless, who's recorded 17 sacks in his last 14 games overall. Meanwhile, Jadeveon Clowney is finally fully healthy and living up to the hype that surrounded him as the number one selection in the 2014 draft.
They're very, very physical up front. They've got, a lot of great players, and so it's really going to come down to a lot of technique and, working together this week.
Finally, as you'd expect, under ex-Patriot assistant Bill O'Brien and a coaching staff featuring strong ties to New England, the Texans are solid on special teams. While punter Shane Leckler still swings a strong leg in his 17th season, ninth-year place kicker Nick Novak has already converted 7 field goals and accounted for 24 points.
Yeah, we're going to have to play a good solid football game in all three phases of the game, a good complimentary game. And, they're 2-0 because they've played well 2 weeks in a row. They got a good football team.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.